Israeli soldiers rammed through the doors of darkened offices, rifled through documents, and confiscated property in Ramallah. Seven non-governmental organizations were raided, including those serving Palestinian women and children and providing legal assistance. On their way out, the soldiers sealed doors and declared the offices closed. Employees say these are humanitarian organizations helping Palestinians living under Israeli occupation.
We don't take our legality from the occupying power. Our legality is coming from the nature of our work. We are working in law, and also it comes from our people, you know, and it comes from the victims, the Palestinian victims. This is, you know, our legitimacy.
The Israeli Defense Minister designated the non-governmental institutions as terrorist organizations.
Israel says they are tied to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, which it also deems a terrorist organization. The government accuses these groups of operating under false pretenses of providing humanitarian assistance, when in fact they're helping recruit fighters, raising money, and engaging in fraud.
The Palestinian Prime Minister says some of the organizations targeted have been in existence since before the Arab-Israeli War of 1967.
Donors will continue to fund. We will continue to help these institutions as long as they are working within the Palestinian laws. And they are. We have licensed them. They submit reports on annual basis.
The UN condemned the raids and called on Israel to immediately reverse its decision. It's unclear what long-term effect the raids will have on the ability of these organizations to operate. Employees say the only thing illegal here is the Israeli raids. They're cleaning up and say they'll continue their mission to serve the Palestinian people. Natasha Ghanem, Al Jazeera, West Jerusalem.